Blog Talk Radio.
She must be screwing the boss. How many times have you been on a job where you suspected that this was the situation? She must be screwing the boss. You mean to tell me that the only way that some people that you know, particularly a female, now, it's not like this hasn't happened in situations where there was a male who was screwing a female, or nowadays where a male was screwing another male. Not here to talk about that today, but it's something that we have to deal with today because it's a real situation. But the bottom line is, at work, when you know that there, or where you know or you suspect that there's a situation where employee sexual relations are going on, you know that it's not good for employee morale. It's not good for the rumor mill. It's not good for the water cooler conversations. And a lot of times there are suspicions at the water cooler, you know, those lunchroom, break room conversations where somebody is really either sure that there's some sexual activity going on, some relations, some more private relations going on with a subordinate and management or whatever the case may be. And it can make an employee situation uncomfortable. It can make it unhealthy. Because if you're going to work every day busting your ass, coming to work on time, leaving late, doing whatever is necessary, asking for more responsibilities, trying to make ends meet, take care of your family, be able to live the American dream, and you're doing it the quote-unquote right way, but you keep getting looked over, passed over. They make you go through all of this rigmarole in order to to move up in position. So they make you go back to school when you know that somebody else got the same position that you were going for, or that other people were going for, and they didn't have that piece of paper that was supposed to qualify them. So they were supposed to have an associate's degree. They didn't have an associate's degree. They got hired on their experience. And you know that for a fact. They were supposed to have a bachelor's degree, and maybe all they had was an associate's degree. But they said, okay, all right, we know that you only have an associate's degree, and this position requires a bachelor's degree, but we're going to give you the position with the intent or with the obligation that you will have to, or with the expectation that you will go back to school and get your bachelor's degree. So we're going to give you the prize up front, the position, the power, the money, but you got to go back to school. They did that for somebody else, but they wouldn't do it for you. Well, bite my tongue. Well, this is a suspicious situation because you know, sometimes you actually know. You know the parties involved or whatever. And that can put you in a compromising position because when you know what's going on between management and a subordinate or whatever, and you keep your mouth shut because there are company policies that prevent management from dealing with subordinates or even management from dealing with other members of management without disclosing that to HR to let them know what's going on. So many times people have been accused of sexual harassment and things like that, and it was because management or let's say employees were messing around with each other and they were supposed to report that to make sure that everybody was safe and to keep down lawsuits and all kinds of messiness at the workplace, and they didn't do it. They decided, listen, it ain't none of your business if I'm screwing around, messing around, giving head, none of that kind of stuff. It's none of your business. And I'm not going to be reporting to nobody who I'm messing with or talking to or crushing on. That ain't none of your business, and I ain't telling. I'm not telling. So she must be screwing the boss. It almost sounds like you're hating when you say it. It almost sounds like you're hating when you say it. She must be screwing the boss. In other words, that's implying that the only way that this woman could be doing well in her position, that she could have come up at this job, the only way that she became an entry level, she went from being an entry level employee to management, to upper management, was because she was doing the nasty. She was doing the nasty, providing sexual favors to her boss, all of your bosses. Like I said, it sounds like you're hating. It's almost unfair. Even when it's true, it sounds unfair. Even when it's true, it can sound unfair because it's like, well, yeah, I'm attracted to, from a woman's point of view, I'm attracted to him. He's attracted to me. And yeah, we mess around or whatever, you know, we crush on each other. We go out with each other. We do some heavy petting and it's moving towards where we want it to go. But that's not the reason that I'm moving up, because I actually do good work. I actually have experience. I actually, you know, listen to what's going on and try to improve my work performance. That's why I'm moving up, not just because I'm screwing the boss. That might be true, but it's going to look like you only started to make it because you were screwing the boss. Because you were screwing the boss. Screwing the boss. What do y'all know about somebody screwing the boss? You know? Screwing the boss. I said he's screwing the boss. She is screwing the boss. What's going on, baby? What's going on, baby? Hold on, y'all. Let me fix a little something. Let me fix my right, Sean. There we go. Make sure everything is copacetic over here in our neck of the woods. And on the little neck of the woods, everything good. Levels is good. Levels is good. So yeah. She must be screwing the boss. How many of y'all have known situations like this? Well, where you see a woman and a male disappear around break time, around lunchtime. First they might start off eating lunch together. You know, this would be a much easier situation if it wasn't so outright in the beginning. You know, people watch the behavior of the people that they work with, particularly supervisors and managers, owners. Everybody wants to know when the little boss or the big boss is coming around. So if the big boss has never been coming around, then all of a sudden, he's making himself known, seen. He's showing up on the scene. He never ate lunch with us in our lunchroom. He got his own office. All of a sudden, he coming down. He eating lunch. You know, he eating lunch with Shorty over there, the new employee, the new woman. Yeah, she's very good looking, pretty girl. Mm-hmm. She definitely has what a man likes. And it looks like either they already know each other or they're definitely trying to get to know each other on a deeper level. They're trying to get to know each other on a deeper level. What do you know? What do you know? Mm-hmm. So that's the way that these situations start to escalate into areas of impropriety. That's how they start out. All of a sudden, the boss is coming around more. He ain't even worried about what y'all doing. He used to come through, if he was a supervisor or manager or whatever, he used to come through every now and then to check on people's work or whatever. Sometimes he seemed to be so confident in most of our work that he didn't even come around. Sometimes we didn't know where he was. Or if he knew where we were, if we knew where he was, you know, we would let each other know, oh, such and such is coming through. Now we don't even have to worry about him. He ain't coming to see about us. He ain't coming to check our work. He ain't coming to make sure that we're on point. He ain't coming to make sure that we ain't on unauthorized breaks. He ain't coming through to make sure that we ain't stealing time. He's coming through to spend some time. He stopped her from working to have a conversation with her for 45 minutes. She stopped work for 45 minutes in front of everybody while everybody was still working. And she didn't have to make up that time. She ain't have to do nothing extra. There were no repercussions. Nobody got on her about not finishing her work. And we know for a fact that she ain't finished her work. Or it could be a situation where she stayed after work. You know, since he came and interrupted her, she stayed after work. Nobody else did. Overtime for one person. Next thing you know, she's getting a promotion. Y'all get an email. You know, anybody who works in corporate America, y'all know those emails. We would like to extend our congratulations for such and such who is promoted to the position of blah, blah, blah. And when you saw that name, you was like, good Lord. Well. They ain't even trying to keep this under wraps. Such and such been working here 3 years and has been expressing interest in that position for 3 years. This chick comes in here and in 3 months, 90 days, she has filled that position. And she didn't even originally apply for that position. Meanwhile, we see her with the supervisor, the manager, the owner of the business, whatever, up a man. We see them hobnobbing together and kicking it almost every day. Every day. Oh, and you know when it really gets real, and you see them out together, away from work. Now, that's something you can't hide. Like, oh, okay. Oh, y'all kicking it. I know, Wayne. No, did you know? I ain't even know. You see them kicking it together off on off hours. You must be screwing the boss. But what about when we're wrong? What about when we're wrong? What about when we think that somebody is doing somebody? Somebody is doing somebody. They screwing somebody and they not really doing that. That's not what's happening. That's not what's going on. You need to calm yourself. All those suspicions and thinking somebody is out there doing the nasty, doing the oochie coochie. And that's the only way they came up. You need to stop your hate and jealousy mouth up. You need to stop all that. She's a good worker. She's a good employee. He's a good manager. He's a good, shoot. Listen, man, yeah. The show is called She Must Be Screwing the Boss, but sometimes he's screwing the boss. I know of a particular situation where a manager, a female manager, was messing around with somebody who she was supervising. And, you know, they were blue collar workers. She would go to where he was working and take him away from where they were working, right in front of everybody. Like, listen, I need to talk to him for a minute. He'll be back later. And she used to take him up. She used to take him up to their little spot. And they used to get busy right there at work. And when they was finished, she would send them back down, you know, to the rest of the workers. You know what this dude was saying. You know he was. You know you ain't. Look, ain't no dude gonna be screwing his female boss and keep it. Listen, he gonna be the king. Yeah, well, you know she. Know what I mean, she be tightening me up. I like coming to work. I like coming to work more than I like being going home. When quitting time, I be like, man. But see what happened. What happened with that situation was that, just like a lot of these situations, if you're screwing the person you're supposed to be giving direction, orders, and instructions to, after a while, they don't feel like they need to listen to you. They don't feel like they have to do what you say, especially if y'all are on the outs or having a disagreement or have fallen out with each other. Now you trying to tell them what to do. You trying to get professional all of a sudden. And they like, was you professional when your legs was all up in the air and you was screaming for Jesus? I mean, was this your professional? Oh my God, Lord Jesus, Lord. Was you professional then? Yeah, men get messy. Men get messy. Women get even messier. Women get even messier. I've rarely seen a situation where a woman was having sex with her boss and it went well. And it ended well. But we're going to get into that. So let's get it started. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Was this your daily go get a mission show? We do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752. A.K.A. Omar with the and if you can't say Omar with the well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get'emism show all up in your area on this pretty petty Tuesday. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight on the Daily Go Get'emism show, we are talking about She Must Be Screwing the Boss, which is, ooh, what? Oh, that's what's going on? Yeah, that's what's going on. Yeah, that's why she don't have to come in at 8 o'clock when all of us have to come in. That's why she can waltz her ass up in here at 9 o'clock, 9:30, like she, you know, like she owned the place. And, you know, sometimes she stay late, sometimes she leave on time. But I can tell you right now that her time on her time card remains the same as if she worked the whole 8 hours. So while we busting our ass working from 8 to 4:30, she coming in here at 9:30, 9:50, whatever the case may be, and leaving at 4:30. And she's still getting paid that same 8 hours. What y'all know? What y'all know, baby? That's what we're talking about today, tonight, on the Daily Go Get a Business Show. She must be scribbling the boss. She must be scribbling. What? I say, what? Yeah, this is what I mean when I say that it trickles down to the rest of the employees, and it can ruin employee morale. Because after a while, if you have knowledge that somebody that you work with is screwing the boss, and that's why they're getting special favors, that's why special accommodations are being made for them, you ain't going to be happy about that. You know what I mean? I don't care if you're not a hater. How can you be happy about having to work just as hard or harder or twice as harder as somebody else? Meanwhile, they getting everything that you're working for without working for it. You ain't going to be happy about that. And you shouldn't be happy about that. That's wrong, man. And you're not hating because you have something to say about that. You're not hating because you want something done about that. No, you're not hating. That's not hate. You know? Hating is more like when you don't want somebody who only works as hard as you do or more than you do, you don't want them to come up. You want everybody to stay the same. Everybody doesn't want to move up in position at work. Let's get that out of the way. Some people just want to flow with the fishes. Some people don't want any more extra work, any more extra responsibility. They don't want none of that. They don't want to have to, you know, when you move up into management positions, you know, you got to be telling people what to do, and you got to mean to tell people what to do, be serious about telling people what to do, and you have to follow up on it. And for some people, that makes their stomach turn. Like, I don't want to be telling nobody what to do, and I don't want to have to be telling nobody what to do, and then they giving me lip and all of that, and next thing you know, I want to fight them. And what do I want to fight them for? This ain't my money. This ain't my work. This ain't my blah, 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 blah. Some people just, they want more money. They want more money, but they don't want more responsibilities. You know what I'm saying? They don't. I mean, look at people who work in the union. You know that if you work in the union, you can do extra and you get paid overtime if you work overtime. But other than that, your pay rate is going to stay the same. So if you want to do something different to make your pay rate change, you're going to have to first of all find out how it gets done wherever you work. That's number one. And you have to find out if it gets done, because there may not be a way to change your rate. Usually there are. There's some type of contractual provisions that allow certain employees to make more money than other employees. But a lot of people join unions or work at jobs where unions are there, so they don't have to ever do anything more in order to get paid more. Their terms and conditions are negotiated by the union, so they don't have to think for themselves. And that's not a slight to anybody who works for labor union. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, shout out to people who work for labor unions. I think it's a wonderful thing that y'all keep companies and bosses at bay, and y'all keep them honest. I don't have no problem with it. I like working with union personnel, but it goes the way it goes. I'm about that cash, and well, at work I'm about that cash. In real life, you know, I need to step my game up. But anyway, the bottom line is when you have employees who really don't want to do nothing extra or carry on any real leadership responsibilities, but they want to get paid, they're going to be looking at other people and seeing what they're doing in order to get paid, especially if they're not leading anybody or taking on any extra responsibility. You mean to tell me that you giving head to this guy and that's how you're making more money? Well, that ain't right. Because they might not be available for you to give them no head. And you might not be about that life anyway. You married woman. Or married man. Not that married people don't carry on that type of behavior all the time. Y'all all know about work wives and work husbands and all of that. That's supposed to be innocent, right? That's just supposed to be a term to signify that you spend more time at work working with a particular person than you do with your own real spouse or significant other or family at home, and y'all get along at work. That's supposed to be what the work wife, work husband thing is. But, you know, you and I know that sometimes there have been instances where, there have been some hanky-panky going on. There has been some little extra happening, brewing, percolating. Yeah. She must be screwing the boss. What are some well-known documented situations where we knew that somebody was screwing the boss and she gained and wouldn't take a loss? Well, we know what one is, showbiz. I'm going to speak about it. We've already spoke about it before, but we're going to get into it because it went on tour. Diana Ross and the Supremes. If y'all don't know the story, and I'm sure most of y'all do, it didn't. The name of the group didn't used to be called Diana Ross and the Supremes. The name of the group used to just be called the Supremes. And each member was equal. As a matter of fact, when the Supremes first auditioned for Motown, they were still in high school. They were young girls. And their names weren't the Supremes. They weren't called the Supremes. I think they were called the Primettes or something like that. They were supposed to be the girl group next to the Temptations. They were supposed to be like the girl Temptations. And if you don't know, the Temptations were called the Primes before their names got changed to the Temptations. So I believe that the Supremes' name was the Primettes, and Berry Gordy, who was the owner and founder of Motown Records up in Detroit. Primettes is correct. Thank you, Carol. Thank you. Appreciate that. So originally, when they applied or auditioned for Motown, Berry Gordy told them, y'all too young. Y'all need to come back. Y'all need to come back when y'all, you know, get a little older, you know, get a little bit more polished, but keep practicing. And that's exactly what they did. But to make a long story short, let me cut to the chase. Once they came back to Motown and were signed as a group, you know, they their names got changed to the Supremes. And Berry Gordy took a particular interest in Diana Ross. So they start messing around with each other, screwing around with each other. And of course, the other two members, Mary Wilson and Flo Ballard, knew about it. But Diana Ross was their girl. Like, oh, go ahead, do your thing, girl. You know, if you messing around with him, that'll probably get us more, you know, maybe we'll make more money. They didn't understand that now she started messing around with the boss. He made Diana Ross the boss. So it was no longer the Supremes. It became Diana Ross and the Supremes. And if you don't know, Diana Ross was not originally the lead singer. And she definitely didn't have the best voice in the group. She probably had the worst voice, honestly. She probably had the more background voice. But because she was screwing with Berry Gordy, Berry Gordy saw the good within her, so to speak. You know, they have a child together, allegedly. I don't think I'm not sure if Diana Ross ever owned up to the fact that she had a child by Barry Gordy. But they do. They have a child together. And, well, the child is grown, you know, by now. Probably a senior citizen. By now, might be a senior. No, not yet. Probably in their 50s. Anyway, she got put up. She got increased. She got her own group. And I don't know if y'all know this, but when one of the benefits of calling a group Diana Ross and the blah blah blah, whenever a group becomes one person and the rest of the group, you're able to charge promoters double or more money, because not only are you getting the Supremes, but you're getting Diana Ross. So I can just give you the Supremes. Come see about me. Oh, we don't have the See About Me Baby part. You know why? Because Diana Ross ain't there. So if you just want the Supremes, you can get the Supremes. Other than that, if you want Diana Ross in the Supremes, you got to pay a little bit more money. Diana, this is Diana's fee, and here's the Supremes fee. Just in case y'all didn't know that little tidbit about showbiz. You know, there are lots of ins and outs when it comes to showbiz. But that's a clear example that many of you may already know about of when an employee was screwing the boss. The rest of the Supreme, you know, the Diana Ross and the Supremes, well, should I say the Supremes is still the highest charting female group ever. Ever. Highest charting. Now, TLC made more money that they didn't get to keep than any other female group. But the Supremes had more hit records than any other girl group could ever imagine, because they were together longer than any other girl group for the most part, you know, from about. It's funny because they might have only been together for 8 years on Motown, if that long, because they may not have been together that long. When they first make their first hits, around 64. They were done by 1970, so that's 6 years. I'm thinking that maybe they were still making some records, but hadn't broken out. They were on Motown for a while, not making no hits before they finally got their breakout single. But anyway, she was screwing the boss. He made her the boss. And ironically, before Bruce Springsteen, guess who was known as the boss in show business? Diana Ross. You was the boss. She was the boss. I remember as a young boy, this had to be like 1980, 1981. And I remember seeing Diana Ross on the cover of Jet or Ebony magazine. And it was talking about how she made $20 million. Do you know how much $20 million was artists back then? Well, let's see. Let us see. Let's see. This is probably going to blow your mind. Okay. Not $20,000. $20 million. I'm sorry. I wrote it wrong. But hold on. $20,000. was worth $64,612 in 2022. $20,000. So it was like three times. All right, let me see. $20 million. Okay. Are you ready? What the heck? I said 19. Why are they showing me 1881. I ain't trying to do that. $20 million. Okay. All right. The value of $1 million in 1981 was equivalent to $3,230,614 in 2022. So basically we're looking at three times. So $20 million was really $60 million, was worth $60 million back then. Well, I mean, so she was getting it. So you think about that kind of money, but you have to also ask yourself, would Diana Ross have ever been able to reach the type of success that she achieved if she wasn't messing around with Berry Gordy? She was screwing the boss. I mean, like it or lump it, she was screwing the boss. It caused problems for the other group members, particularly Flo Ballard. And, you know, it's funny because Flo wasn't even hating on Diana. She wasn't hating on her. She was just like, listen, what about my money? Look, we just want to get paid. You know, we doing all these shows. We making all these hits, you know, going on tour and all of that. Where's our money? Why are we not rich? The Beatles are rich. The Beatles come over here for the American invasion. We go over there. And they love us like Jesus over there in Europe. Where's our money? Where's the money? Where's the money? You know, Flo Ballard had a tongue on her. You know what I mean? She didn't pull punches. And Berry Gordy didn't like that. Like, I'm the boss. They don't disrespect me. But these are the types of things that can happen when somebody is messing around with the boss and it looks like that's the only reason why they're coming up. So think about it at jobs that you've had, you know, where you knew that somebody was messing around with the manager, supervisor, whatever. So they letting them have extra long breaks, extra long lunches, letting them violate, take unauthorized breaks. Whatever it is that they are allowing, they're not allowing the other employees to do the same thing that they're allowing this particular employee to do without any consequences, without any violations being waged against them. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Let me get them likes up. Let me see them likes. Can I get some likes? Can I get some likes? Thank y'all for liking in the beginning. Please like the show. Please share the show. Please subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show, and we are talking about She Must Be Screwing the Boss. The worst thing about when you're dealing with employee sexual relations is they turn bad in the end. They distract everybody's attention away from the work or the professional atmosphere at hand. One of the quickest ways to ruin a professional atmosphere is for employees to start messing around with each other. Because then it can make it hard for them to work with each other when they have falling outs and you know, problems with each other and stuff like that. So you know how they say, leave your personal life at home, and you'll come to work to work. When you screw with somebody at work, you directly brought your, not just your personal life at home, you've developed a personal life right there at work. And you probably take that home. So you took your personal life to work your work personal life to home. And let's talk about the real messiness. Which one of y'all have ever seen somebody's wife or husband find out that they was messing around with somebody at work and then they came up to the job and blew up the spot? Who knows about that? Who's ever seen that? Yo, who is John this, that, and the third? Oh, my God. Betty husband John. Betty husband Bill came up to the job asking about John. What? For real? Yo, you was off yesterday. You ain't see, it was a mess up in here. Yeah, you know, Bill, he came up to the job. He was like, yo, who is John? And he wasn't leaving until John came out. Yo, security had to come. It was a mess. You know, Betty all embarrassed. She trying to dumb down the situation. But you know she messed around with John. You know she messed around with John. So she damn near had to protect John from her husband. Because that man wasn't playing. He wasn't trying to hear none of that. He wasn't trying to hear none, no lies, no bullshit. He was ready. He wanted an explanation. When something like that happens, whoever is involved in it is not going to be able to talk their way out of it. They're getting fired. That's what happens behind all of that crazy stuff. Oh, Diana Ross is still Bill the Boss, Carol? I didn't know that. I ain't know. I know. Once I started hearing Bruce Springsteen was the boss, I was like, what boss? That ain't my boss. My boss is a girl, little short, skinny thing. HR got to do something about it because now you have created not only a chaotic atmosphere at work, but now you've created a dangerous atmosphere. Your husband is coming up to the job, or your girlfriend, because I've seen women do it too. Mm-mm. Who is Tisha? Y'all know who Tisha is? Like, oh shit. Aaron's girlfriend or his baby mom came up to the job. Aaron's baby mom came up to the job looking for Tisha. Yo, she had her hair tied up. This girl had Vaseline on her face. She took her earrings out. She waited till she got to the job and took her earrings out. Talking about some, where is Tisha? Aaron over there trying to calm her down, trying to get her to go back in the car. She was like, no, I ain't going nowhere. I just want to meet Tisha. That's all. I just want to meet Tisha. Her shiny face wasn't going nowhere till Tisha came out. Tisha ain't leave work till 9 o'clock. You know she got off at 6. Tisha ain't leave till 9 o'clock. It wasn't safe. Because Aaron baby mom ain't no joke. She ain't no joke. She wasn't having it. You know, Aaron, you know, around here, you know, Aaron is the boss and all of that. He don't take no mess. Shoot, his baby mom, shoot, he take mess from her. She wasn't trying to hear it. People have gotten pregnant at work over this kind of stuff. Screwing the boss. Now, shoot, you might be able to hide the fact that y'all go to the hotel with each other, go on dinner dates, go on, you know, whatever. Now a baby growing in the belly. And it's yours. She going home to her husband, and that baby in her belly ain't his. It's yours. Screwing the boss. I don't know if you got a raise. I don't know if you got a promotion. I don't know if you got a bonus. But I know you got another child on the way. And you know, we talking about screwing the boss, but sometimes, a lot of times, you know how employees, just regular subordinates, they screwing each other. And it still causes problems. It causes all kinds of problems. The thing is, you can't do nothing about that. If me and you are on the same level, we can mess around with each other if we want to. And they do all the time. And that comes out. Then, you know, you got people at work that screw every new person that come in. You got, and it's male and female. You got the men out there. You got the men that work at a job. And every new pretty girl who comes to the job, he finds a way to bed her down. And then you have some women who mess around with every little young hot shot that comes through those work doors. Somehow they wind up with them. You could say that they were the work hoe. They work hoes. I know I'm not the only one who has been on a job where there's a chick at the job that done ran through all of the men at the job. And you would think that, you know, her embarrassment to that fact would make her leave the job. Nope, she's hanging in there. She hanging in there. Like, I don't care what nobody say. Either she's not embarrassed about it or she figures, shoot, I'm still getting paid. Yeah, I've had a boyfriend or two at work, but I'm getting paid. Yeah. She must be screwing the boss. Screwing the boss. Don't start hating on, don't hate the player, hate the game. You know we don't never hate the game. We always hate the player. You know what I mean? The system is not something that we can change, but the player is. The players in the system are something that we can do about. I mean, that we can do something about. She must be screwing the boss. Y'all got to say about that. Carol says, funny how the Supremes were better looking and built better than Diana. Come on, you know, Diana Russell's, you know what, Carol, I'm glad you brought that up because I'm looking at and Diana Ross, like, you know, without all that big hair she wore and them, yeah, she looked a lot bigger on TV. She's a little thing. She's a little girl. And think about how small she was. A little skinny thing. You know, she ain't had no body at all. But she evidently had with Berry Gordy, like, he was tossing that little thing. No, it says Barbara Walters and Wayne Lewis. Barbara Weathers and Wayne Lewis, the Atlantic Star situation. I will love you so for always. Ooh, I will love you. I'm telling you, my brother Ansel Jones, he says, we had instant message on our computer. People didn't lock the screen. Wow. No, it's like Ready for the World said, Mary goes round. Carol said she had a boy's body. She did. She was a little thing. It wasn't nothing going on. She ain't had no butt. She ain't had no titties. She ain't got nothing. But some men like that. You know what men say about little skinny girls? Well, if you don't know what they say, they say fat girls have fat twat. Skinny girls got all twat. That's what my old head told me. He was about that little skinny girl. Like, now, thin is one thing, because you could be tall and thin. But when you let that little short and thin thing, to me, it's you know, you look too much like a little girl. Now, you almost feel, you know, pedophile-like. Yeah, but even though, you know, she might be of age and all that, I don't know. People like what they like. Bottom line is, She must have been screwing the boss, and she was, and that's how she made her millions. If it wasn't for that, who's to say that Diana Ross wouldn't have just been like one of those other struggling, broke Motown artists that had hits? And Flo Ballard died broke in the projects, y'all. Flo Ballard died broke in the projects in the D. How you gonna come from the Detroit projects from Webster and die in the projects Webster? How? When the success of your group is the highest ever. How? Showbiz is a mug, but it's a clear situation of when you're screwing the boss. And I chose that situation to talk about, but there are plenty of others that some of y'all might know about, like Norris knows about a few, you know, some of y'all might know about others, but your personal situation on jobs that you have worked on, I'm sure you know a whole lot, you know? So think about that, you know what I mean? You know, she's screwing the ball. She must be screwing the ball, but don't start hating. Don't start hating. Tammy Terrell was abused by David Ruffin and James Brown, allegedly. Yeah, allegedly that's true. But neither one of them were her boss. They wasn't paying her. James Brown was something like a boss. Something like that. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. November 15th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Linda Janine Bell, happy birthday to you. And Tammy Ryler Reynolds, happy birthday to you. And Bessie Mason, happy birthday to you. And she's raising money for the fundraiser for Mercy Multiplied. And also, Miss Miller, no pressure, turning 41 years old today. And Vernell Goodman, turning 58 years old today. And Nicola McIntyre, no relation, but what up, cuz? Turning 52 years old today. Do the damn thing. And Marva Stevenson, happy birthday to you. And go get her, a girl from the D, Ebony Hicks, turning 45 years old today. And Onika Brown, Brown, turning 36 years old today. And my man, comedian Pretty Smiles, turning 42 years old today. And Kim Branch, turning 48 years old today. And also my man, comedian Stacksnificent, turning 46 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. I hope that today finds you a good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. You rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. On this glorious November 15th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on and do the damn, the rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, listen. You're screwing around with the boss. It's going to cause some reduction in employee morale. You can't have a whole bunch of nastiness and not expect to have some messiness. Parties involved, it might seem okay, or they might not have a problem with it. And even for some people who are just looking on and just like to see the gossip unfold and all of that, they might be cool with it too. But you can best believe that when it's time for upper management to find out and HR gets involved, people are going to start getting terminated, written up, fired, all of that kind of stuff. Sometimes there are lawsuits that are impending. Because whatever you do at work becomes the responsibility of the company. That's what a lot of people don't understand. What gets done at work is hardly ever personal, because you're contracted and signed to that company. There are times when that can work to your advantage, like with workman's compensation. When you get hurt at work doing your job, workman's compensation will take care of you. But when it comes to a situation to whereas somebody hurts your feelings at work and they work over you or under you, and y'all were already in an undisclosed personal situation, yeah, it can cause the same problems. But there is no workman's compensation for that. Might be a severance package. Good things happen to those who... No, I'm just saying. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get a Business show. So make sure y'all come through 7 p.m. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel. All right, Blog Talk, we're going to get you out of here. Oh, yeah. Shake your booty. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side, my boobers. Peace, y'all.